All out war. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Israel's defense minister says what we're seeing now in Gaza is an all-out war against Hamas. And why not? Israel certainly has cause. It's not just attacking a government that may have weapons or that may have conspired with terrorists. It's attacking actual weapons and actual terrorists. The enemy is not halfway around the world. They're right next door, and they haven't just threatened violence. They're firing real missiles. But what does all-out war mean when you're up against an enemy like Hamas that celebrates martyrdom? How do you beat an enemy that defines military defeat as moral victory? Well, you try to boost your own moral cred by protecting civilians. That's why Israel has dropped leaflets, made radio announcements. Look at this AP quote. Israeli forces reached homes by telephone telling residents to flee if they were hiding weapons or militants. An army that calls ahead. I can imagine the phone ringing at the home of a young Hamas militant. Who is that, Dad? Oh, nobody, son, but your mother and I will be going out tonight. Don't forget to feed the cat. So long. Say hi to your friends. But separating militants and civilians won't be enough, because until Israel can also provide something resembling prosperity to those civilians it's trying to protect, there'll be a new Hamas. Israel had Gaza surrounded before the first shot was even fired, so it certainly can win the military victory. But as we learned in Iraq, it's not enough to have the stomach to win. You must also have the brains to avoid losing after you win. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.